This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. It may be true that everybody loves a parade, but not everybody likes the mural by that name just off of Burlington's Church Street pedestrian thoroughfare. The large mural has been the focus of controversy since last October when activist Albert Petrarca spray-painted a message of protest on the mural's explanatory legend. Petrarca and others say the mural, which overwhelmingly features white Vermonters of European descent in its representation of Vermont history, is an inherently racist work of art because it omits the multitude of ethnic and cultural voices in Vermont's history. The mural was commissioned by the Church Street Marketplace in 2009 and completed in 2012. Some businesses paid to have their names and logos included on the mural. After the outcry and public debate about the mural, the Burlington City Council commissioned a mural task force, which has been meeting since May. Earlier this month, the task force submitted its report and recommendations to the City Council, and here to talk us through those recommendations is the chair of the seven-member panel, Weiwei Wong. Weiwei, nice to talk with you again.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So let me ask first, does the City Council agree with Albert Petrarca's statement that this mural is racist?
You know, it was really hard to kind of gauge what the council was thinking last Monday when we presented the actual report. But for the most smart part, it sounded like they did agree with us to some extent. But it was, you know, I think everyone was being very formal. So it wasn't extremely clear.
So the City Council, though, does think something needs to be done. There's enough of an issue here that they want to have something different happen.
Yes, that's for sure. And I got that sense. There's a subcommittee that is going to be writing a resolution to this. I believe there are at least three or four council members who will be working on this in the next several months. But by the end of September, I believe they will have a resolution.
What's your position about the mural?
My personal position is that the mural should be removed. It does promote erasure of the people of color community, and there is quite a large community here. It doesn't accurately portray Vermont's vast history in terms of its diversity.
So let's talk a little bit then about some of the recommendations that this task force that you chaired came up with and presented to the City Council. First of all, what do you think should happen with the mural itself, which, as we've mentioned, is just off Church Street on a little side street that leads to the public parking garage?
So in terms of the task force, we came up with a recommendation that it should be moved and placed elsewhere. And where it will be placed will be the decision of the council. So that is the decision that we came up with as a group, despite, you know, the very different politics and opinions that were present in that room.
So you don't think that the mural can be changed, though, until, what is it, 2022? What's the reasoning for the timeline?
Well, the 2022 timeline is really just a hard deadline so that the council will, you know, understand, okay, well, we understand as a task force that there's a lot that might have to be done in order to remove or at least move the mural. There's the planning of the removal and then, you know, seeking the funds to actually replace the mural. So we gave them this deadline at the very latest. So that's not necessarily like, oh, you have until then. No, that's you have by then. And at any time, if they can remove it before that, that's great.
So to remove it, wouldn't you have to actually take off a wall? I mean, it's painted right onto the wall, right?
Actually, no, it's painted on 4 to 6 panels, and they're wooden panels.
Aha.
So, yeah, so they're actually kind of bolted into the wall. So Gina Carrera's painting is actually still behind that because that wall technically belongs to her as the artist of the mural that was there before.
And are there rules around the agreement the city has with the painter of the Everybody Loves a Parade mural that would prevent them from taking it down anytime sooner than that?
There could be some restrictions based on the Visual Artists Rights Act of 1990, because there was no contract actually written out between the city and the artist. The city will have to their lawyers will have to dig into that a little bit more. But from all the evidence that we've seen and from some paperwork that the legal team at the city has given us, it seems like the city does own it. The artist does have some copyrights that he owns in terms of the painting. But that doesn't prevent the moving of the actual painting.
You also want the city to sort of change or update its guidelines on public art. To say what?
That's right. Throughout this entire process, we basically interviewed a lot of people who are involved in the Everybody Loves a Parade mural process. And it seemed to us that, you know, it was very quickly done, kind of haphazardly. There wasn't a whole lot of consultation with BCA.
That's Burlington City Arts.
That's right. And they have a series of guidelines that they're currently updating. But at the time of this mural, there was no funding put into place before the request for qualifications or the request for proposals was even announced. So what ended up happening is that the painting was commissioned in 2009 and actually put up in 2012 was because they had to account for like all the fundraising that they had to do in that time. So the artist wasn't able to get paid, et cetera. And so there was a lot of conflict as a result. So our goal in providing the additional guidelines is so that something like this doesn't happen again, so that, you know, there is oversight to this entire process, that there's at least maybe one person in charge, just making sure that, you know, everything is being done accurately, people are being represented accurately, and the artist is getting all of the things that they need, whether it's like space or equipment, things like that, that wasn't necessarily done for the ELAP mural.
Your recommendations also include suggesting that the city commission other murals in the next 5 years mm-hmm. and murals that really represent the full breadth of the Vermont and Burlington community, so different kinds of artists, different kinds of people from different backgrounds. And right. you'd like to have the community involved in this process. But in terms of involving the community in the process of what actually happens now with the city council, how can people weigh in?
I think that's up to the city council. I think that, you know, public opinion should have been consulted. For me personally, public opinion should have been consulted way before. It wasn't public money, but it's a public process, and this is for the Burlington community in general. So, and for the greater Vermont community, I think that, you know, in the future, the city, you know, whatever their resolution turns out to be, they should make it very public. And then in the future, you know, with other paintings, they should definitely include the public, whether it's, you know, a simple vote for in the 7 days, you know, how City Market had a vote by the public that was done in 7 days for the mural that's on their new building in the South End. Maybe that's what the city needs to do as well. It's something just very simple, very easy, nothing formal. But the community should be involved in whatever it is that the city decides to do next with the public art, because it is for the public.
That's Weiwei Wang, who chaired the 7-member task force charged with presenting the Burlington City Council with some ideas for dealing with the Everybody Loves a Parade mural in the city's downtown. Weiwei, thank you very much for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jane.